are here. It is the Monday before the day of the election 2008.
And just think, just 20 months ago, there was one name on everyone's lips. Dennis Kucinich.
Dennis Kucinich, that's right. Where are they now? Actually, that's our show tomorrow. Where are they now? Patrick Henry Bass is with us. Dorje Doge is out in Georgia, the recently anointed toss-up state in this topsy-turvy, crazy 2008 election. This is a moment of anticipation.
It truly is. It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a cliffhanger. It's a historical cliffhanger. What will be the history that is made tomorrow? I think that's really the question.
Either way, history will be made.
Indeed. That is correct. And the history that will be made will have to do with simple voters in places like Pittsburgh and Lisbon, Ohio, making a very quiet personal decision.
I've become cynical about what the Republican Party can do. I feel like the Republican Party has left me.
No Obama in the White House, so that's my opinion.
No Obama?
No Obama.
You don't like him?
No.
We're going to take you now into the deepest of the battleground domain of America, across a hotly contested border between Pennsylvania and Ohio. It's a place that goes from black to white and black again. It goes from middle class to not so middle class and back again. And it goes from the Rust Belt to the new tech economy tentatively. It is the place that is completely in play in this election. We don't know if Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio will be decisive in election, but we do know that all of those voters are in play and are hotly contested by the candidates. And Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein has journeyed through Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio for us. She joins us now to take the pulse of perhaps the front line in this battleground. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, John.
So where are you exactly and why?
Well, I'm in Pittsburgh, and yesterday I drove from Pittsburgh in Allegheny County in western Pennsylvania to Columbiana County in eastern Ohio. Now, Columbiana County is a red county. It is tiny, and yet John McCain has been there. Joe Biden has been there. This is not a place that is being ignored. And just to give you a sense of what it's like, I was driving from Pittsburgh to Columbiana County down Route 30, and the one radio station that I could get in was playing the Dixie Chicks. So they are back on the radio, on country radio. There are a lot of signs for fishing, for hunting. People are selling fish. They're selling, one sign said, Farwood, not to be condescending about it. That was F-A-R-W-O-O-D. But, I mean, this is really poor
Farwood,
subsistence
Farwood.
Area.
I get it.
Exactly. So you'd expect to see a lot of McCain-Palin signs in this area. And I did, but what surprised me is not too far from that sign, I saw an Obama-Biden sign. I saw some big Obama-Biden signs out in the hay fields in this area. And I drove into Lisbon, Ohio, a small old town, a beautiful old town, you know, real Americana, where they've got the bunting in the hardware store. And I stopped at the steel trolley diner for lunch and sat down with the guy that identified himself as Bob the Roofer and his friend John. And I thought that I was going to expect what they were going to tell me. They were just finishing up their apple pie. But listen to Bob and then listen to John. What he says may surprise you a little bit.
And what do you think about Senator Obama?
I don't like the crowd he keeps. Let's see, who's for him? Hamas is for him. Ahmadinejad or whatever that idiot's name is, they're for him. They can't wait for him to win. So that tells me I don't think he's real American. His wife's not proud to be an American, so I am. So I don't like him. Not because he's black. No, I have more power to him. I'm glad he got where he did. But just a little Harvard boy. I like Sarah Palin, who is she's one of us.
You guys disagree.
I voted for Bush. Bush didn't do what he was supposed to do.
You know, how can you vote for somebody like that?
And McCain's just a follower. You know, that's his buddy. He's going to follow the same thing. Gas prices went out of sight. I was in the gas business for 40 years, so I know all about it.
You mean in gasoline? You had a service station? Or?
Yes, I had a service station.
What happened?
Well, people come in and started selling gasoline 25 cents a gallon and not below what I paid for it. Put you out of business.
So there we are in Lisbon, Ohio, and we've got two Republicans strongly disagreeing over who they're going to vote for. It suggests that Republican support in this supposed red stronghold is pretty soft.
Yeah, I mean, even in Columbiana County at the Democratic Party headquarters, the head of the volunteer effort there was a two-time Bush supporter. And, you know, these are the people that Hillary Clinton, you know, called the so-called hardworking Americans, the white Americans that were voting for her and that she was arguing Barack Obama was never going to get. But when you listen to a little bit more of what John has to say, you see that, in fact, he seems to have got them.
Can't say that the black people are not American. The black people are American as you are, as I am. You know, we come to this country, we're foreigners. They come to this country, they're foreigners. You have to take them for what they are now. They are here. And, you know, if you're prejudiced of them, I don't think that's a very good way of doing things. If prejudice is what's going to keep him out of office, then well, this is not a free country anymore then.
Do you think it will?
No, I don't. I think he's your next president.
Well, you can hear the journey in those words. Patrick, what do you think of that guy?
Wow. I mean, yeah, he's awesome. Really. I mean, what's the name of the county again, Andrea?
It's Columbiana County. It's a county that, you know, does have some Democrats, but went pretty heavily for Bush in 2004 and 2000. And, you know, it's the kind of place that I sort of pretty much expected to find a lot of people who said, I'm voting the Bible, and I did. And a lot of people who said, I'm voting gun rights, and I did.
But it's amazing all the journeys that we're finding here. I mean, there's a lot of unexpected stuff that comes out of the voters that we've met in these counties that count, but everybody has a journey from one place ideologically to another. You also went to Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, I went to Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, which is the home of Pittsburgh. Now, you know, I've heard a lot of sort of, you know, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, they're Democratic. Well, Pittsburgh is not Philadelphia. I mean, unlike Philadelphia, has a very small African-American population. It's also the home of Teresa Heinz Kerry. So there's a reason why this area might have gone pretty strongly for Kerry. When I was here last summer, you might remember some of the voters were saying, well, I was a Hillary Clinton voter, but I really like John McCain because he's a kind of Democrat, kind of a Republican. And, you know, there's a big question. People look at the polls. They see in areas like this, there's still lots of undecided voters. And there's all kinds of arguments going on about, well, how are those undecideds going to go? And are they going to just all go vote for McCain because they're too afraid to tell people that they're not? And there may be some people that will. But there might be people like Lynn, a stay-at-home mother, who said she always votes, but she's not voting this year.
So what was it that this year that sort of turned you off?
Well, there's things about each candidate that I don't like. Like, there's policies of John McCain's that I don't support, and I don't want that in the White House. But there's something about Obama that I don't like, and I can't put my finger on it.
Now, what do you think that is, this Lynn Finger woman? Is she weary of this campaign and that's what we're hearing? Or is she somebody who the Republicans should have been able to attract, you know, her to them?
I certainly think that John McCain saw in moms like Lynn a path to victory. But there's been all of this negativity. There's been so much on the radio. You know, they're running in Pennsylvania this ad with excerpts of the Reverend Wright's speeches. I mean, it has been intense. It's been the land of the robocalls. And what's happened is people like Lynn are just saying, look, I don't like them. I don't like the economy. I'm not going to bother.
But there got to be some people with smiles on their faces in this battleground zone that we sent you to.
Well, of course. And coming off the kidney walk yesterday, I spoke to
kidney
a woman.
Kidney walk?
The kidney walk, yes, the you know, walk for the Kidney Foundation.
Uh-huh.
I ran into a mom named Suzanne who was there with her four children. She'd actually personally donated a kidney. And she said that she was absolutely voting Obama, and it had a lot to do with her personal experience.
Personally, what I've been through in the last 4 years, losing a business, losing my home, having to declare bankruptcy, pretty much going through everything they've talked about. Personally, I don't feel sorry for somebody who makes more than $250,000 a year having to give up a little bit more.
She doesn't feel sorry for Joe the plumber. Andrea Bernstein, thanks so much for being with us in the battleground state of Pennsylvania and Ohio. Patrick? Any thoughts?
Wow, what a maverick that guy was at that cafe.
Right, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's what we're finding. In these counties that count, it's journeys, political journeys, that are going to count tomorrow on Election Day.